The following podcast is intended for mature audiences. This program may contain strong vulgar language. Spoilers of all kinds. What else we have?
Streak breakers.
That's Freddy Shot.
Oh, gross.
This show, in our opinions, only our opinion, doesn't reflect opinions of More Like Radio, even though it should. What else? Anything else we have? Anything? That's about it, right?
Lack of co-hosts.
Yeah, that's right. We're going old school style.
Old school.
All right, Elvis, let's go old school style. Hit that shit.
Oh, we're going old school.
Yes.
Yes, it's an old school Elvis and Albert show. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Albert, and that's it.
That is absolutely it.
Evil Bill is at the Ranger game, and I think Jameson's actually working tonight, right?
Yeah, I think he's working like some TV bopper show.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think so.
Oh. I was like, what the fuck is playing on a Tuesday? Like, who could possibly play right now?
Pretty sure it's a TV bopper show. I might be wrong, though.
So we're bringing to you, coming back, old school style, just Elvis Cage and myself. Just like how we started this.
Yes.
About 4 years now? 4 years running.
Yeah.
That's right. It's Tuesday here at the Half Penny Pub with Save Hole again with Remy.
Touching dicks with Remy.
Yeah. 10 cents, you get to touch a ball.
Just one.
Just one.
Another 10 cent, you get both. You give a dollar, you get the whole shaft.
You get the whole kibosh. That's right. And what was that he was drinking? Streaker?
The Streak Breaker.
Streak Breaker?
Yes. Because it's also Turnbuckle Tuesday, and we were all talking about the Undertaker streak ending because people are upset over fake sport having a fake feat end. Because the guy's 49 years old. Let him die already.
Does he want to retire?
I think so. That's because when you've been around as long as the Undertaker, you pretty much get to say whatever the hell you want. So he's probably like, I don't want to do this anymore. Just kill me off.
Well, they say he's like much of like a locker room like leader of the whole entire, like, WWE right now. Like, he leads by example. Like, you know, he's a good guy, put it that way.
Yeah,
from whatever interviews
I've seen.
Unless
you're married to him.
Then
he'll cheat on you with a younger woman, and then divorce you and marry that younger woman.
I can't watch that shit, man. This shit's ridiculous now.
Well, that was his real life. That wasn't his storyline.
Can't watch that shit.
Oh, it's entertainingly stupid.
It's stupid. You know? Like, back when we were kids, it was great.
Yeah. You know, if you rewatch that now, it's even because we were kids, it was fine. Rewatch it now, like, wow.
It's still better than the shit that they have out now.
Oh, yeah, I'll agree with you.
You know, Degeneration X.
When we were in high school age.
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about, like, our childhood.
Oh, that was still even better than this crap now.
Yeah. Well, at least it was openly a cartoon in the 80s. They even had a fucking cartoon in the 80s.
It just sucks now. It's just horrible. You ever see that South Park episode where they make fun of it?
Yes.
Where it's just all drama?
Yep.
There's just nothing. They just kept on talking because that's basically what it is. This is just a stupid bitch fest.
The first half hour of WrestleMania was just talking.
It was just a bitch fest.
Just talking. It was The Rock, Stone Cold, and Hulk Hogan talking to each other.
Jesus Christ, they all need a paycheck now.
Well, Hulk Hogan comes out and he does, can't remember exactly what he said, but he was like, right here in the Silver Dome, brother. They were at the Superdome, so the whole crowd in New Orleans booed the shit out of him.
Ha!
Then Stone Cold Steve Austin came out, and he said the Superdome, so he got a huge cheer.
Yeah.
Then The Rock came out, and he did his finally The Rock has come back to the Superdome. And these were none of the scripted lines, so Stone Cold's in the corner laughing his ass off. And Hogan's just like, I hate all of you. Brother.
Yep. So I can't wait, because I actually listened to Stone Cold's podcast, which is really good. And then also Chris Jericho has a podcast on the same channel. Which is funny, so I can't wait to see what they have to say about WrestleMania.
Yeah, I think Austin's got posted today.
Yeah. But I can't watch that shit.
That's entertaining.
Yeah, I guess so. Fucking man piles.
Damn straight. That's why Remy watches it.
Like, I watch it now. I'm like, this is stupid. Like, this is fucking ridiculously stupid. It's not even, to me, it's not even entertaining anymore. It's like, it's not entertaining at one.
I will say this. I watch Raw. Monday Night Raw is a 3-hour program. I watch it on DVR at about 27 minutes. That's because I usually forget to fast forward at one point.
Oh. I don't know. Who's champion now?
Daniel Bryan.
All right.
He's the guy that we all do yes before.
Oh, that guy?
That guy. He's the yes guy.
Oh.
Gay!
Anyway, last night here...
Lame!
Last night here, it was like 12 degrees at the bar, and... And everyone had like sweatshirts on. Tonight, I'm like sweating in a t-shirt.
What, the heat wasn't working last night?
I just think they didn't turn it on last night.
Not at all?
Because they thought it was going to be spring last night, but it's spring tonight.
Uh-huh.
So the sauna in here, Remy. You want us all to take our shirts off and pants? Pantless Tuesdays.
Oh, man. So I went to... Me and Jay went to the annual international pillow fight this past weekend.
I saw a few pictures of that.
Yeah, it was good. It was at Washington Square Park.
Which is where most things are in the city for those kind of events.
For, like, Nevermind Space? Yeah, they usually do there. They used in the past, it was Union Square Park, and it grew, I guess. But to me, I felt like when it was at Union Square, it was packed. But then in Washington Square, it was a lot more room.
Well, Washington Square is so much bigger.
It's big, but it's not as big. You know what I mean? It's not that big.
Yeah, it's more open than Union
Square. It's more open than Union Square.
Because Union Square is kind of compact.
Like, you get that one spot across, where you'll see like the metronome and stuff. But that's about it. And then you have like little walkways or benches and stuff. Where, as opposed to...
Open square space.
It's open. Yeah, you know, they blocked off the fountain, and also blocked off, it was only like one section. I mean, it was two sections, but they were separated.
Okay.
So you could either be at one side or the other side, but everybody decided to be at one side. Everyone.
That makes sense.
And then...
There's two guys on the other side like, what, this is horseshit, where is everyone?
That's where all the media presence were, like over there with their cameras and shit. And it was a theme this year, which they never done before. It was superheroes and supervillains.
Oh, so Jay was like masturbating the entire time.
He shows up with a body pillow, and he drew on there the flaming sword from Voltron. And he had a Voltron like jersey.
Yeah, hopefully I saw he had the Voltron hockey jersey on.
And he's like, oh man, I don't know what to do with this pillow. I'm like, just chuck it, man. Give it to a fucking homeless person. It'll be hilarious. You'll be like, and I form my house. This is where I sleep now. Oh my God.
This is where I store my booze.
But he didn't want to do that. He carried that thing all around Manhattan, like after the fucking pillow fight.
How long did you guys stay in the city for after?
A couple hours. But you know, it was just funny for watching him carry around this pillow.
Yeah,
I was like, all right, man.
I saw you had pillows coming fresh out of the bag that you probably bought at Kohl's like the day before.
Yeah, man, I bought a Big Lots this year, $3. I was like, all right,
and donate it.
Because, like, 2 years ago, I had to buy one at Home Goods, like, the day, like, not even, it was, like, hours before.
Yeah, because you guys kind of planned it the day before that you were going, did you?
Oh, no, I knew it was going to go. I just told him about it. He wanted to go. Ever since then, he's been going.
Yeah, I went to the lightsaber thing with him once.
Yeah, that's the same company.
Yeah, yeah, it's the same place, too.
Washington Square?
Yeah.
I'll probably do it. There's another one, Improv Everywhere, which I like to go to. They do the... Like the MP3 experiment and other flash mobs.
Yeah, I saw that. You did that on your 365, right?
Yeah. I went to it 2 years ago. I went there last year and 2 years ago. I don't go every year, but when I can, I go.
I was just saying, it's not one of those things like, I'm going to clear my schedule for this.
It's cool to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something. That one's more hilarious because people have no idea what the hell's going on.
Oh, the MP3 experiment?
Everybody, they tell you just to be like the blend in. And then all of a sudden, everybody's on their MP3 players, just pressing play at the same time. Everybody's secretly, like, doing, you know.
Yeah, following instructions.
It's fucking crazy, and it's fun. But then we went to this whiskey bar. We tried to go to McSorley's.
It's probably mobbed, right?
Yeah, because, you know, this was Saturday.
Yeah.
And it was a Ranger game and a Yankee game home.
Oh, good.
So those who don't live in New York out there, internet. Whenever there's a home game, especially this time with hockey and baseball, forget about it. It's mobbed everywhere. And McSorley's was packed. Like, the guy was outside shouting, like, how many? How many in your group?
Yeah, and McSorley's is not that big of a place.
Oh, it's not big at all. And it's not like they have any, you know, the selection is dark or light. That's it.
Or they do have other beers there, but you just get death stared if you order them.
No, you get their beer. You know, that's the reason why you're there.
Yes,
So. You know,
years ago, one of my friends ordered a Bud Light, and we all wanted to kill him.
Like, you're McSorley.
Yes.
Like, you drink their beer.
And it's delicious beer on top of that.
It's good. I mean, it's two. You get two. So whatever you get two little, you know, tiny pints.
Well, at least two.
Yeah. You know, they give you, like, right away, they give you two.
Yes. But and we used to just fill up the table with half dark and half light and start to go to town on it.
And then we're like, ah, fuck this. I just wanted to bring him there because he's never been there.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's like, right. He just like leaving his little safe zone in Sayville.
Yeah. And then he was getting pissed off because, so that's 7th Avenue. And then we went down. I'm like, well, if you want, you know, we'll go see if we can go for another bar, right? So we went down 9th Street, 7th Avenue. And then he's like, oh, man, like, how far is like the, he wanted to take a cab already. I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, Union Square is right there. It's 14th Street. It's like, we'll just walk there. I'm like, it's like not even 15 blocks. It's over there. It's like he was having a hard time about it. I'm like, come on, Jay. Seriously, so just get a taxi. I'm like, do you realize a taxi right now will cost about 10 times more than $250? Like, I'm like, why do you want to take taxis everywhere? Like, you got to take subways,
and once,
man.
And once again, during that time where the sports team's playing New York, a taxi is impossible to find anyway.
But we actually found another whiskey bar. It was an Irish whiskey bar, and they had, like, a bunch of bourbons and a bunch of, like, Powers, Phoenix or some shit. And so we were drinking this, and this is the place where they drop, like, a giant ice cube. Like, if you want it on ice, it's like half a block of ice cube inside glass.
Like your Death Star thing.
That's how you're supposed to drink it, man.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, this is great. And then I'm like, let me try this bourbon over here. Let me try this local bourbon over here. And Jay's like, how much was that that Phoenix one? It's like, oh, it was $15. Like, for two? He's like, no, for each. I'm like, whoa. And all this shit was on my tab, too.
$300 later.
Yeah, so I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should calm down with my bourbon, then. Maybe I won't even do it.
Yeah, you're not at the half penny for that one.
Yeah, I keep forgetting, you know? You get so spoiled around here.
Yeah.
But yeah, after the pillow fight, it was cool. I mean, there was a lot. People dressed up, but they tried separating, like, superheroes and supervillains. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
As soon as 3 o'clock hit, we're like, fuck it. I lasted a good 15 minutes, and I'm like, I'm good.
Anyone go down?
No, but Jay was hitting a shit ton of people, man, with the body pillow, you know, well, besides Jay.
Well, he's a midget, and then he has a body pillow that's probably at least half a foot bigger than him.
Yeah, so. And he was reaching people, like, over me. Like, two people behind me, he was hitting people.
He was using the Voltron power.
Yeah, and at least I could find him, because he's the only one that drew, like, something really, really, like, exuberant on his pillow. So I'm like, I'll be 100 yards away. I'm like, oh, there he is. Trying to make my way over there. But that was it. It was all right. I mean, I'll see about going next year.
I prefer the lightsaber one because it's at night.
The lightsaber is cool. I like the lightsaber one. You know, especially Jay. He gets to bring out his fucking one. He's like $200.
He doesn't
like,
bring that one out.
He doesn't even bring that one out?
He brings like the cheap toy versions like that we all have out.
The one that doesn't even glow. The one that doesn't even...
No. The ones that glow, but like the cheap toy... like there's a lower level of that one that you get like at Target for like $12.
Does it light up?
Yeah. Yeah. You remember the one for my Halloween costume, my Darth Maul one?
I don't know. I don't remember mine lighting up.
Yeah, my cheap ones light up.
Yeah, none of mine.
I mean, like, there's the cheap ones that you're probably talking about.
Yeah, they're like $10.
Yeah, then there's like the ones that are normally $20-$25, but you get them on sale for like $10-$12 during holidays.
Uh-huh.
And that's the ones I have. That's what that me and Jay brought for the lightsaber thing last time. And then Jay, of course, gets into the taxi cab and slams the blade in the door.
Oh, man. What else? I think after that one... Well, in the summer, there's a lot. There's a bubble battle, which is ridiculously stupid.
It sounds like you should be a dinosaur jumping on bubbles.
It was during... The last time I went, it was during the mermaid parade in Coney Island. So I was like, well, I'm going to be there anyway. You know, that's when all the freaks comes out. Oh, for another thing, there was no topless. Usually there's like one topless woman inside the pillow fight.
Nothing this year?
I didn't see it.
It's not illegal, so...
Yeah. All of a sudden, you're inside, like, the mix of all these pillows. All of a sudden, you see a topless person. Like,
boobies.
You're like, ah! It was like a flash, but not this year. But during the bubble battle, it's pretty much the same thing. Everybody has some sort of, like, a bubble toy or a bubble blowgun.
Okay.
And,
You start shooting it up in the air and bubbles
everywhere?
You're
supposed to shoot people, yeah, but it was really gay. It was really lame.
You just throw some glitter in that mix, and it's probably the gayest thing New York has to offer outside of the Halloween parade in the village.
Yeah, I was like, all right, so this is the last time I do this. Yeah, but the Mermaid Parade's cool. I like watching that at least. You know, at least I get to go to Coney Island again. I think that's it. I don't really have to go to... I might do the MP3 experiment. I think I might bring Jay for that one. And then they usually do these... Not Nevermind Space, but Improv Everywhere sends me emails. Like, if you want to be in this flash mob, you got to put on your name in there, and then they'll give you instructions what to do. So, like, right. Whatever they do. In the summer, they have tons of that stupid shit. They used to do the Star Wars subway rides.
All right.
Those are always fun.
Everyone just gets on the subway dressed in Star Wars outfits.
Yeah, but you have to bomb it one train. They'll tell you like exactly what train,
really?
What time.
It's like get on the end train.
Yeah.
At 14th.
All of a sudden, you go into like Columbus Circle, and then everybody's just like rolling in there. Like, what the fuck is going on? Those are always fun.
I see tourists getting a kick out of that, but local New Yorkers wanting to kill everyone.
The ones that I do not like is SantaCon.
Well, that's because it got out of control, and it's like the douchebag fest now.
Yeah. It always is. And it just I never did it. And
Well, let's just say my friends that do the SantaCon stuff would never do the other shit that you guys do. They would never do, like, the MP3 experiment, or they would never do the lightsaber thing or the pillow fight.
No?
Because they'd be like, that's too nerdy. But yo, bro, let's dress up like Santa Claus and elves. It's got fucking shit face, bro. He's like, some of my 40-year-old coworkers do this shit. I'm like, you guys, I understand. You all go through your midlife crisis. You got your Harley Davidson. You got your Mustang, and now you're going to go there.
It's the dude bros.
Yeah, dude bro.
The dude bro nation. I forgot, who's that on the Sirius XM? The dude bro nation?
Is that Ellis?
I don't know. No, that's not Brett Snells. No. Is it Ellis?
I don't like any of the
Sirius XM guys?
Yeah.
But I like that dude bro nation, because that's who the guys that, like, those are the frat boys that do SantaCon.
Yeah.
You know, and
what's the angry white boy rock?
Dude, bro.
Shipping up to Boston now, bro.
Bro. Dude. And I went into Manhattan with Lauren I was bringing her to a Broadway play, and then we went to an improv. And then totally fucking forgot it was SantaCon.
Oh, I remember you like had a meltdown on Facebook about
it. Oh, my God. Like, just going through Penn Station, I see, like, oh, like, you know, it's the Christmas season. I'm like, all right. Then all of a sudden, I see, like, 50 more. I'm like, oh, shit. Son of a bitch. It's SantaCon, isn't it? Everywhere we went from Broadway to the improv theaters, they were all making fun of SantaCon. They're like, would you come here for SantaCon, you asshole? Everybody fucking hates you. You know that, right?
I like how the bars were like, SantaCon is not welcome here.
Yeah. Well, certain ones they are. Yeah. I mean,
well, I know, but the more New York bars, I should say, like just specials of the day are no SantaCon people.
Yeah, that's all like probably down to the village, towards like the lower Manhattan, where they won't be welcome.
Yes,
but Midtown, you need it.
Oh, Midtown's mostly the tourist stuff anyway, especially on 7th.
Yep. And so I was like, all right. And then the guys in the improv group would be going to the people who went to SantaCon. I'm like, so what do you do here? Let me guess. You're some sort of financial institution? You're a banker? Are you a banker? Because that's the dude bros and the financial types.
Yeah, they're all financial types. They're all stockbrokers.
Yeah.
They all think they're fucking the Wolves of Wall Street. All that movie did was make me hate those motherfuckers more.
I told you when it first came out, man. I was like, that movie only pissed me off because it just showed me how much fun the rich actually had back in the day. So I was like, all right. And that, I just wanted to do Quaaludes and cocaine. Like, I wish I could get to Quaaludes, man. I want to know.
It's thrill midgets. I'm sorry. Small people? What's the politically correct term? Midgets.
I said midgets.
Okay, that's fine. Two for two.
Why, is it a...
Little people. That's what they like to be called.
Little people?
Little people. Where's Jay?
I think that's more offensive than midgets.
It's whatever you want to call them, you're not allowed to call them. That's how that works.
I don't know
In
any midgets.
In 10 years, little people will be the offensive thing. You'll supposed to be called midgets or tiny Americans.
We are now called tiny Americans. You know? I remember working with Reggie. And then he was my... He was my black friend. He was the only black guy that worked at a Sports Authority.
Allowed on the floor.
Yeah.
We had him in the back.
And then he worked in my department. And he'll work the days, I'll work nights. And every time he had to put something on hold for somebody, and at night when I came in, like, there was an older gentleman here that, I'm like, who was he? I'm like, what did he look like? Like, he was kind of tall, maybe kind of like gray hair. I was like, was it nappy? It's like, I don't know. I wouldn't say that. I'm like, he's African-American. I mean, you can say black. And then I'll be like, Reggie, I didn't know you came from Africa, man. What part of Africa did you come from?
I thought
man?
You lived in Bohemia.
I could have sworn your family's been in a... You know what I mean? African and American. Like, I never say I'm Filipino-American.
No.
You know, you know what I mean? I'm just American.
How about, like, I'm German-American. Or the one thing that pisses me off is the people that are always against the mafia movies and stuff. Like, it's offensive towards Italian-Americans. I'm like, I didn't know we called ourselves that.
Italian. There's nothing Italian about you, yeah. Any of you. You know?
Yeah. Oh, we eat pasta. Ooh.
There's nothing Italian about you guys.
I drink wine because I'm Italian. No, you drink wine because you're an alcoholic. Huge difference. Yeah.
They can't speak like a word of fucking Italian, but once you say mozzarella, like, oh
yeah, mozzarella, come on. Also, they're all from Brooklyn, too.
Get the fuck out of here.
Like, you could have sworn you grew up in Yapik.
I could have sworn you're like 10th generation fucking Long Island. You know? So.
I could have sworn you had the Christina Ricci accent from 100 cigarettes.
Just calm your tits.
Easy.
There's like nothing Italian about you.
I eat at Mama Lombardi's. Come on. Goodfellas is my favorite movie.
It's like, I can make a sauce just as good as you, guy.
And every Italian restaurant and pizza place you go to now, it's all Hispanics in the back.
It's always Puerto Ricans in the back.
It's like Puerto Ricans, come on. No, Mexicans, it's like Venezuelans. Yeah. That's Puerto Ricans and Mexicans were like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Now it's like Venezuelans, Brazilians. And they make one nice, they make a spicy meatball, those Brazilians there.
Bunch of liars.
Authentic Italian food. No, it's not.
Unless, well, it could be. Depends. So what else we got here? Anything else going on?
Nope, what else that's you it for tonight. Man? And out of here.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm not even drinking tonight, bro.
Oh, you're actually not drinking too?
I don't know. I'll give it a college try. We have an hour, right?
Yeah, I tried to drink my cold away last night. That was a mistake.
With Jägermeister?
No, don't even do that. Tequila.
Oh, man, I just got over a cold, dude. Bro. Did you get, what do you have, like sinus and stuff? Or is it like
it was
more
like
chest?
It's like a nasal drip and sinus. It's more allergies than anything.
Oh,
and I was sneezing
man.
So much and coughing. I'm like, fuck this, I'm just going to get obliterated, which was a horrible idea. It helped me sleep, though. I didn't want to get out of bed.
Did you guys get to see Captain America?
Yes.
Oh, did you see it?
Oh, it was awesome.
Was it?
Yes.
Yeah, I just actually got, I legally saw it just earlier, just like a couple hours ago. It's actually really fucking good,
man.
It
was my favorite one out of all of them so far.
And it got about, I believe it is still 89% on Rotten Tomatoes.
As of yesterday, it was 89% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I was like, holy shit. Yeah. I'm like, is it that good?
Yeah.
Because I'm not a big fan of Captain America, but I do like the movies.
I like the movies, and the modern Captain America is actually not that bad in the comics, or Ultimate Captain America. Both of them are fine.
I did, I started reading The Winter Soldier from Brubaker a couple years ago.
Brubaker's whole run is the best one of Captain America.
Yeah, that's why I picked him up, but, you know, and this one starts off, I wonder how long it took from the Battle of New York to Captain America now, the one in Winter Soldier.
I didn't read the, they always have the digital downloads on Marvel's app for that shows you the bridge between all the movies. And once it comes up for free on the app, I'll read it. But they usually explain that in comic form.
Because it starts off really good. I like the fact that I really actually enjoyed the Falcon in this movie.
Yes.
I really did. I thought his segment, his action sequences were fucking really great.
Well, they made him, like, you know, as realistic as I possibly can with that kind of character.
Yeah. So, you know, the way that the wings, like, contracted and, like, retracted.
And he didn't talk to birds.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't have that Falcon bird of his.
Yeah.
You know, but it was really great. I really enjoyed Scarlett Johansson,
yes.
Her character, you know. I like the little playful. Like, they didn't make it over the... It wasn't over the top, put it that way.
No, it was...
It was perfect. I felt like I was reading a comic book, like a graphic novel, the whole movie.
And Ed Brubaker had a cameo in it.
Which one was he?
You know what? They're back with Bucky getting re...
Yeah!
Right now, Alfred's getting man boobs in his face. Hairy man boobs.
Why me?
Because you're not drinking. And back to what we're talking about. Brubaker, when they have Bucky and he's reprogramming, he's kind of thinking, like, they tell him to wipe him.
Yeah.
He's the bald guy with the glasses that goes to put him back down.
That's Ed Brubaker. That was Ed Brubaker?
Yep.
Yeah. I can't forget. I always think he's an old dude.
Yep.
Yeah, he's always a young guy.
Well, they all are all kind of old. They're slightly older than us, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Not everyone's Alan Moore.
Yeah. No, Matt Fraction's a young guy.
Yeah.
He's a young dude.
Snyder's not old.
No, he's not old.
Remender's not old. I mean, all the big guys now aren't really that old.
Nah. I mean, the old guys are... Well, we'll talk about that later. But back to Captain America, I was actually... Yeah, I wish they actually gave him more lines.
I know. That's... Yeah.
It was like, I thought Mike and Buck... I thought he would give him a little bit more.
You talking about Bucky or...
Bucky.
Oh, yeah, that's a spoiler, I guess.
No, he put... Do you
people
see Bucky?
On the internet were so pissed off. They're like, I can't believe that the people are telling me it's already Bucky Barnes is the Winter Soldier. I'm like, that is...
No.
Even when they wrote that book, it wasn't a well-kept secret.
You couldn't even see in the trailers. Yeah. They showed take off his mask and it was Bucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then even like when they were doing the junkets, he came out.
Yeah, it's Sebastian Stan's here.
He's Bucky Barnes / Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
So I was like,
the internet's stupid.
And I like the fact that they brought back the Doctor from...
Amidzola?
Yeah, man. I thought it was really cool.
I like that Casey Jones was at the end of the movie.
Which one?
Oh, I mean, not Casey Jones. Baron Von Zemo, whatever the hell's name is. Did you watch the ending of the credits?
No, I didn't get the credits.
Okay. There's an ending credit scene with...
Baron Von Zemo?
Baron Von Zemo. And I'm pretty sure it's the guy who played Casey Jones in the original Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh, cool. Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
Wasn't he in Law and Order?
Yes.
Yeah, I knew I saw him. I like to put in, they snuck in Doctor Strange.
Yes.
So, like, and then, because the whole entire thing is, like, they found this program. They found the algorithm of a program which predicts people's future. So they got these Harrier jets, and they were supposed to
kill
protect.
Terrorists.
Yeah. You know, but they had this plan where they would send out these drones, basically, and just kill out, like, millions of people at a time.
Well, did you watch Agents of the S.H.I.E.L.D. tonight before you came?
No, I can't wait to watch it.
It was good.
Yeah.
I'll just say that.
So I can't wait.
Because that goes, the drone thing goes right into that one.
Does it?
And there's lots of more.
They
did, like, several twists in one episode.
So now that she's been compromised, well, they knew that her cover has been compromised, the Asian lady. So now they know that she's working for Hydra. Did they say, like, what kind of...
I'm not going to tell you anything. I think you should watch it.
Ah, you can tell me.
She's not working for Hydra. She was working for...
Was it AIM?
Fury.
Oh, it was Fury's thing to do that?
Yeah. It was Hydra is heavily involved in this episode. And do you read the Ultimate Universe at all?
Nah.
Well, the Ultimate Universe is notorious for killing off people and killing them off, like, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
This show definitely follows the Ultimate Universe.
Because they said he comes back. Samuel L. Jackson comes back to this episode?
No.
He didn't come back?
No.
Oh, man, I thought he would.
Well, they left it on a cliffhanger, so... Kind of.
He might be back. Well, they say he is coming back, so it'll be probably the next
episode. Let's just say I hope he didn't get too attached to Victoria Hand.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all. But, yeah, you know, when we first started watching Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It was boring.
I was not in it.
No. They turned it around, though, big time.
I don't know if they turned it around, but the fact that I banged them all out on Hulu...
That probably helped too, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because I've been watching it every week, and there's so, like, now I actually want to see next week's.
Yeah.
I was watching the first six episodes just because I'm like, it's a Marvel thing. I got to watch it.
Yeah. I quit after.
You quit on, like, episode two or three.
Two.
Two,
three, yeah. And I was like, fuck this. And then I just put on Hulu, and you know how Hulu is. It's like, it'll just, if you don't take off the loop, it'll just continue playing. So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came on, was like episode two or three, and then it just kept on going. I'm like, I'll watch it.
You're like, I'm working. This is fine.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, I'm like, this is actually pretty good. Like, they did all right. I don't know if it's just because I'm getting part of the story or I just... I don't know. I enjoy it.
I like how they've been tying in all the... Marvel ties in everything.
Yeah. See, this is something that DC could take a fucking note of.
They won't, though.
You know what I mean? Because, like, especially after Thor 2, the next episode of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was when they were doing the cleanup crew in London, where they found all, like, the Asgardian, like, that staff inside the tree.
Yep.
So that was directly after Thor 2. And now
Then they had Lady Sif come back in the episode as well.
So I wonder... Oh, I can't wait. I'll be watching it tomorrow, though. So...
It was a very good episode. So well played, Marvel. Well played.
Yeah, DC, you need to take... Because after Winter Soldier... Oh, man. I think that's going to be, like, the new president of how superhero movies are going to have to be.
Yeah, especially because, like you said, on Rotten Tomatoes, it's got an 89% rating. 89% for a superhero movie.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit. So, it was very well done. It wasn't over the top. The story was, it was fine. It was perfect. You know what I mean? I liked it. I'm for it. Go watch it. I didn't get to watch it in 3D, so I might watch it in 3D, see how that looks.
Oh, yeah, right. I think I might have to do that purchase for my next TV. If I ever afford one, I will get a 3D TV like you have.
Oh, dude, that shit will be probably cheap by
then. That's what I mean, yeah.
You know?
I do need a new TV, but not that big of a rush for it yet.
Yeah. Don't you have like an 86 incher?
It's 70 inches, but it's spotty now. It's blotchy. It's like 7 years old.
What do you mean?
It's got like white marks, like the screen itself. Instead of being crystal clear, it was like one white mark in the corner, then there's another one in the white corner. Now it's like 27 fucking white marks, little splotches of pixels that are white.
Oh, like the pixel's just gone, or?
No, the pixel is just gone. It's just white.
It's just white? That's weird. But that's... man, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Shit. Oh, I have to look for you, man. I'll keep an eye out for you, man.
I can't afford one right now anyway, so...
No, I'm just saying, I'll keep an eye out for you. I can't understand why these fucking...
I can't understand why my dad's TV from Vietnam era lasted until they threw it out like 5 years ago. Perfectly fine.
Those tubes, man, those had to work. I still have my original TVs. They're my garage TVs now, but I just hook up shit to it. But yeah, I wonder, because we're taking the litmus test of how long these things actually really last.
Yeah.
Apparently 7 years before this shit starts going on. I had another guy who had a, 1080p, kind of like a big screen one. And his tube, the lamp, kept on blowing out on him. Like every 3 years, not even. 3 years, the lamp went out, and then he had to replace them, like, every 2 months. Let's just get a new TV, man.
Yeah, at that point, it's kind of pointless.
And those 3D fucking movies are still, like, $30 to $35.
Yeah, but some of the Blu-rays I've been buying, they come with now the DVD copy, the Blu-ray copy, and the Blu-ray 3D copy for, like, $20 now.
Where is this?
Target and Amazon. It's not all the time. Sometimes it's $30, but it's like, okay.
Yeah, usually I go to Best Buy to see them. They're like $30. Yeah. I'm like, fuck it. I'll just buy it online.
Exactly. I go to Target. I'm like, I can get it cheaper on Amazon.
Yeah. You don't have that QPC quarter?
I do. I don't really.
Yeah, that's what I do.
No, you just scan it.
Scan it. It'll tell me, it'll give me right off the bat, like, Amazon, eBay, and, like, other online stores to see how much you want to buy them for. And then you hook it up to your PayPal account. And that's it.
Good Lord, there it goes with that. That's just like, my money's gone again.
Basically, I'll go out to, this is why, Best Buy and all them, they call us, window shoppers, or online window shoppers. Like, we go into the store just to check it out. And for me, I'll scan them. Or, for instance, people who want to buy a computer, if they want to buy it online, they want to check it out in the store first. And then they just buy it online for cheaper. We used to know Sammy over here. He used to give us he used to do it to me. Like, look, I found this cheaper online. He's like, oh, yeah, we'll give it an online price. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, well, he was great for that.
Yeah, I was like, all right, sweet. Like, I found this hard drive for...
I found this TV for like
$12.99. For like $50. He's like, oh, yeah? I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right. I'm like, oh, sweet.
Yeah, let's play a song right now.
Oh, is that time already?
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah, good.
Let's play something off the Tony Sly tribute album from Fat Records. This is going to be International U Day from Joey Cape with the Scorpios.
I'm sorry that it took so long to write this song, but I gave up. You see, 1 million words can't describe how it feels to know your love. Start that I'm closer than you think when we're apart. Nothing that I've tried is as simple as this line, but without you, my life is incomplete. My days are absolute. So I'll try. Let your heart know for sure that I have so much more to tell you every single day.
Joey Cape with Scorpio's International U Day, the Songs of Tony Sly, a tribute album from Flat Records. You can get that album downloaded, buy the vinyl, get the CD, probably even cassette at this point, at fatrec.com.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll have a whiskey.
Ah.
Yeah.
He gave up on not drinking.
Yeah. On a drink. Not a lot. Well,
just gonna do one.
Maybe. I'll see how long.
I'm out of water.
Let's get into some stories here, since it's just us. What do you have? You want to pick one first?
I have the flamethrower thing already here, so.
Yeah. North Korean official was executed by a flamethrower, huh? Fucking hey. This guy. This is coming from the NewYorkPost.com. And why was he flamethrowered? Jesus Christ.
It has a part of an apparent purge against supporters of Kim Jong-un's uncle. Zhang Song-tang was killed in December after the regime accused him of corruption and disloyalty.
Tank? Zhang Song-tang?
Tank.
Tank.
Seems too obvious that would be his last name or first name is Tanka. I don't know how that works. And then it was Telegraph, the UK Telegraph cited a reported South Korea's newspaper saying that Oh Sung Han, or Hon, a deputy minister of the Ministry of Public Security, was quote unquote executed by flamethrower.
Yeah.
Let's see. The paper said the shocking punishment was handed down after the official helped Jong turn the ministry into a personal security division to help safeguard his business interests.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It has not been independently verified, but North Korea has a track record for cruel and bizarre punishments.
Yeah, you see this one?
Kim
Jong-il, yeah. After the death of Kim Jong-il, some guy fucking for drunkenness?
Yes.
Kim Jong-un's father was blown up with a mortar round. After Kim Jong-un gave orders to leave no trace of him behind, down to his hair. What the fuck?
So we're going to start doing it on this show. You get too drunk? Here, carry this grenade.
Yeah, you got to watch the editorials that Vice has put out with North Korea. And it's ridiculous, like, how much. Because after Kim Jong-il, his father, from 1953 until today, they had no outside help. They don't want no imports, no exports. And so you figure there's no import or export to your economy. Well, how the fuck do you make money?
They don't.
They're so fucking poor. And, like, they're so brainwashed. Like, to this day, they still think, like, we never met to the moon or any of that shit. They think that's all fake, you know?
I like the propaganda videos that we've had on the show before, where it shows, like, them destroying shit of, like, America.
Yeah.
Like, that didn't happen.
They build, like, these facades, like, these buildings. They'll look, like, really nice, but there's nothing in it. So if you're looking towards from the south, looking at North Korea,
it looks like it's nice.
It looks like a huge town, but it's a forced perspective.
It's an old-style Western movie set.
Yeah, so when you walk into it, you're like, you know, it looks like it's 50, you know, like 50-story buildings until you walk next to it, and all of a sudden it's like, you know, waist high. You know, it's like a Godzilla
set. That's
where
they filmed the Godzilla movies.
Yeah, you know? But like if you, they show this on Vice, like you'll see it, like it looks like a real town. But then like you look behind it, there's nothing in it. There's nothing. It's just a facade. Just to make look like they're a prosperous,
great leader has made land very prosperous.
Nothing.
Do not use a flamethrower on me, great
nothing.
Leader.
It's
yes.
crazy. You know, and then they were going through into these houses, and they were trying to interview like the people. Like, so how do you like living here? But they were like not even answering the questions. Like, oh, it's really great to be here. We love the great leader. All
great
is well.
Leader, yeah, great leader is all knowing.
So they're always dodging questions, and they're like, "What the fuck is going on here?" And like they weren't allowed. They only were allowed like certain routes because they weren't, you know. I guess only that's only reserved for what's that basketball player is going over there now?
Oh, Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, yeah. I guess he knows what's what.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. The only thing I'm afraid of is like if they actually do have uranium, that's about it.
They'll end up blowing themselves up.
That's what I'm afraid of too. You know, just recently we just said about two episodes ago about them blowing each other up, just blowing artillery rounds.
Yeah, like we're just gonna shoot across the water at each other now.
Yeah, I think like 1,000 fishes died. I think that's about it. They were just showing off their artillery, I think.
Yeah, like my dick's bigger than yours.
And then you know, because the U.S. was there.
Yeah, we're so like, what are you guys doing?
It's like, all right.
Just don't shoot at our boat. We're fine. Because we'll win this one.
Yeah, I'll try to put that on our website. If I can embed it, I'll embed that videos from Vice on our show.
Is it Vice.com?
Yeah, it's huge. It's like a three-parter. I think they actually continue on for this season of Vice on HBO. Jesus Christ. Maybe I'll be zombie Jim Gong Il for Halloween. That'll be hilarious.
I think you talked about that last year too.
Yeah, but it's not relevant anymore. Yeah, I guess it's zombie. I guess anything's relevant. But
true.
What else?
Or you could just be zombie the guy you were for Halloween a couple years ago. You know, Gotham style guy.
Oh yeah, Psy.
Yeah, zombie Psy. Because that'll make sense at that point. Because his career will be completely dead. He will now be these. Personal singer for Kim Jong-un.
What else is going on here? Oh, this is coming from Bill. So, Star Wars casting, Peter Mayhew returns as Chewbacca. So we got Chewbacca coming back, and hopefully we're going to watch him die.
Yeah, I can see him dying like in the blaze of glory.
Yep. You think we'll see him use our fucking crossbow?
Hopefully. Crossbow's all the rage right now, so.
So Peter Mayhew will play Chewbacca for Disney and Lucasfilm's upcoming sequel. Sources tell the Hollywood Reporter, Mayhew played the legendary Wookiee and Han Solo co-pilot, the original trilogy. Yes, we all know that, beginning with Star Wars Episode 4. Blah, blah, blah. Rumors recently surfaced that he may be reprising his role as he canceled an appearance at Texas Convention Comic Palooza due to filming.
Well, he's at New York Comic Con. We can just ask him. He's there every year.
Was he? I don't see him there anymore.
He's always against like the side wall, like in a random spot.
Peter Mayhew?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see him.
I remember I stood online once and it was going so slow. I'm like, eh, I'm done with this.
For Chewbacca, not too much.
That's what it was. I was like, I'm not standing in line for this.
Nah. I won't even stand online for the Emperor. I won't stand in line for him. I won't stand in line for fucking C-3PO. I tried doing it for Mark Hamill, but I was like, ah, it's $100. I'm not really into him. You know what I mean?
True.
Only fucking Princess Leia, man.
And she cursed you.
I don't know. I think she blessed me. I think that's what it was. Oh, hi, Whiskey. Hey, old friend. Mmm. Tastes good.
I need to grab a tissue real quick, so I shall be right back.
All right, buddy. I'll go look for another story here.
Go ahead.
All right, Elvis and Alfred show of hands. What would you like to hear? How about this one? I put this up just earlier today. That our pals from Florida, they had a topless Florida woman go crazy. Rex at McDonald's pauses to guzzle, and then pauses to guzzle ice cream. And it doesn't give, like, reasons as to why she did this.
Because she's from Florida.
But she, if you watch this video, she's just already topless wearing a No, it's a G-string or a thong? No, that's a thong.
That's a thong.
That's just a fat ass. And then, yeah. She's there already, yelling at the... She's at the counter. Now she's banging her head on the counter. Right? And then she goes up to, like, the registers and starts throwing off all these registers and all this crap. The workers back there, like the guy working the fry station, he's like, what the fuck is going on?
It's like, you know, some of these people are not from Florida, and they move down there, they're working at McDonald's. They're like, I'm sick of this shit every weekend happening here.
Yeah. A Florida woman wearing nothing but a thong rampaged through a St. Petersburg McDonald's Monday, banging her head on the counter and then attempting to take apart the kitchen with her bare hand. Eventually, she chilled out by eating a soft serve straight out of the machine. Like, she wheezed the juice, and then she just stood there for a while. Like, I think she gave herself a fucking brain freeze. And then the employees posted an uncensored security footage to Live Leak later that night, along with their running commentary. This woman is my new role model, said one of them. I would have called her my spirit animal. I don't know about role model. And why not? Florida women doesn't play by the rules. She engages in her own terms. She puts her hand under the ice cream dispenser of life and the drinks deeply of everything it has to offer, and then grabs a handful of fries for the road. And then she leaves. Look at her. I like they're trying to block out her tits, but it's just flopping too much. You're like, ah, fuck it.
It's like, yeah.
You can't see it anyway.
It's the internet. If you want to see boobs, you'll just go one click further.
I can't tell if she's angry or she's just like fucked up.
I'm going to say fucked up. And I'm going to guess on meth.
Yeah, I would go for meth with that one, too. So I'll put this video on ElvisAndAlfred.com as well. So check that out.
Florida, all the meth you can handle.
What is going on in Florida? What are you putting in the water there?
I don't. It's a gator piss? I have no idea.
All right, that's enough of Gawker.
Speaking of gator, you just got that movie, didn't you?
Gator! I had to. I didn't watch it yet, though.
Oh, okay. I've never seen that movie.
It is part of a trilogy of Burt Reynolds and that guy. Forgot the name of the main character. The first one's called White Lightning, and this one is Gator, the second act of the trilogy. So I might have to watch. You can actually watch White Lightning on YouTube for free.
Okay.
So you might, I might have to put that up as well. But I've been watching so much Archer, like on Netflix, and then the Burt Reynolds episode pretty much put me on edge.
Yeah, because they just released that season on Netflix, right?
Yeah. So I was like, oh, this is fucking hilarious. You got Burt Reynolds, and they're like, he kept on talking about Gator on the film. He's like, ah, saying it's an airboat because it was on the episode they were riding airboats. He's like, I'm pretty sure it's a speedboat. He's like, are you sure? He's like, I'm pretty sure I directed it and wrote that. So. I'm like, all right. So, like, after watching the episode, I just went on eBay. I'm like, I wonder if that's on here. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, how much is this? $1. Sold.
That's the best kind of purchases.
Yeah, so I'll let you know how Gator is. It might be good.
That'd be great, actually, if it's like, it's an unknown Burt Reynolds classic.
Oh, man.
Right now, there's someone listening to the show like, that is a Burt Reynolds classic. It's not unknown, you assholes.
It's like, you don't know the trilogy, man? What's wrong with you? It's a Burt Reynolds classic.
I'm trying to see if there's a name for this trilogy.
Nah, it's like the guys.
Gator McCluskey trilogy?
McCluskey.
Yes.
That's it, McCluskey. Yeah, Gator McCluskey, that's his name. Put on the trailer, man. The trailer's on YouTube. It's hilarious. It's old school trailer too. It doesn't even have like the movie voice, like the normal 70s movie voice guy.
Burt Reynolds is Gator. Inside of 10 minutes, he's going to destroy 14 boats. He's going to wreck dozens of cars. Motel. He's going to drag a man around a parking lot.
Bye, guys.
And
Lana.
Throw him off the top
Lana.
Of his car.
Lana!
And just wait until you see what he does in the movie.
What does he do? Gator McCluskey.
Now, Burt Reynolds is about to be maimed, mangled, mutilated, and made mincemeat of as he takes on the crooked cops in Dunstan County.
Gator McCluskey, you're under arrest!
Jerry Reed is the king of Dunstan County.
Well, my name is Bam.
Oh, this is like a 2.5 minute trailer, too. It makes it even funnier.
Yeah.
I just like the whole style of it. I think this is like pre Cannibal Run, too.
He runs the games.
I want you to check on a guy named Gator McCluskey.
He sells the girls, he owns the cops.
I'm gonna kill him.
Lauren Hutton is Aggie Maybank. She may be Gator's lady.
You charmed the shirt right off my back.
But she's
she's her own woman.
But she's her own woman. That's it.
There. There's nobody out there this time.
But she's also not that attractive.
Who said that you could make all the decisions? Who said you could make all the decisions? I should be making the decisions. That was a good decision.
Oddly, on IMDb, this is not part of his known four movies.
Thank you. Bye.
Jack West.
What? That's his directorial like debut.
Alice Ghostly is the Finn.
I'm strangely attracted to you.
Together, they're dynamite.
Oh, my God.
Jack Weston. Lauren Hutton. Jerry Reed. Alice Ghostly. And
Burt
Reynolds. Hit, hit, slam, bash, choke, smother, and squash. A man of stamina, strength, and boundless energy. The one and only Burt Reynolds.
Ah, but he fell over.
In there.
White power!
Coming to get you,
Gator. White power!
Directed by Burt Reynolds.
That's right.
It's a United Artists film. Here, let's see. I got his IMDb up here. The first one, let's see.
It's White Lightning, right?
It's After Deliverance, and then it's White Lightning.
Yeah.
Then he did The Longest Yard after that. Then he did Gator in 76. Smokey and the Bandit in 77. I would have assumed that came after Smokey and the Bandit because it looked like Smokey and the Bandit on water.
Yeah, I thought Smokey and the Bandit was way before Gator. I'm like, but I guess I'm wrong. Wow, he did that before fucking Smokey and the Bandit?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
The Cannibal Run wasn't until 81. Smokey and the Bandit 2 was 80.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Smokey and the Bandit Part 3 was 83.
Smokey and the Bandit 3? Shit. Was that one in space?
The real Bandit.
Oh, fuck.
Cannonball Run 2 was 84.
Yep, I remember that one.
I don't think he ever finished the trilogy.
I guess it's only two?
Yeah, I think that was a joke that was going on in Archer.
Oh, okay.
I think he was finishing the trilogy.
Oh, yeah. So we can finish the trilogy.
I have to rewatch that season. That's one of the shows I keep up to date on.
I think that's what he was asking, right?
Yeah.
He has a script.
Yes.
For Gator McCloskey.
Then he was Boogie Nights in 1997. Universal Soldier 2. He was the mentor.
What? I gotta watch that one now.
Fuck, he was in Universal Soldier 3 as well.
Oh, man.
I'm just going through it. Let's see any more weird movies here. He was in Without a Paddle.
Without a Paddle?
He was in The Dukes of Hazzard 2005 as Boss Hogg.
He was Boss Hogg.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like the last time like Jessica Simpson actually looked kind of hot.
Yeah, she looked hot in that movie.
Was it at Johnny Knoxville? And
yes, that was the one. That was the one all the rednecks hated because it made fun of rednecks. Yeah, Archer. Yeah, I think he should just go back to making ridiculous movies like that.
We should be coming down for hour one here.
Sure.
Just we started like 11:16.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we went for a little while on that one.
It's okay. IMDb will do that to you, bro.
Yes.
We'll come back with you hour two here.
All right. So coming from Rise Records off their 2014 release Unconditional, this is Memphis May Fire and the song The Answer. Stay tuned for hour two.
Be restored.
Fire off their newest release, Unconditional, released from Rise Records. The song's The Answer. Stay tuned for hour two here on the Elvis and Albert Show.
Sword of Omens, come to my hand. I, Lion-O, command it. Hi, this is Larry Kenny, the voice of Lion-O on the original Thundercats series, and you're listening to the Elvis and Albert Show. Thundercats, ho!
Show here on FortLakeRadio.com. I'm Elvis.
I'm Alfred.
And there's absolutely no one else in the show.
That is it. It is old school style here. The Elvis and Alfred Show.
More like radio Thursdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah, we might as well plug everything we haven't plugged yet.
Yep.
You can follow me on the Twitter at Elvis Cage. You can also follow me on the Instagram at Elvis Cage and Facebook Elvis Cage. You can also follow the show on Facebook, The Elvis and Alfred Show. Alfred, your turn.
I am Alfred. I am on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Alfred to the Max. You can follow me on my Instagram at Al Takes Pictures. And that's about it. You can try to find me on Facebook, but I won't accept your friendship unless you're hot. I'm going to do that.
So, dudes, topless pictures of yourselves.
That's it.
Make sure you look like Zac Efron.
That's right. You guys keep getting that wrong. I think you just get just me saying, I think he's a beautiful man, but I wanted to destroy him. I never felt that towards a man before. You know, I never thought, that's when I realized, like, what Tyler Durden was all about. I feel like, oh,
must
now I understand where
he... Must destroy the beauty.
I want to destroy something beautiful. You stare in the eyes of Zac Efron, you're like, I want to destroy this man. It brings something out of me. You know? But, yeah. So, that's it. So, can you put out that buzz?
Oh, yeah. Thing? Yeah, sorry. There we go.
Did you guys... I know you're a fan of it, How I Met Your Mother.
I'm the season behind, though. I only watch it on Netflix.
Oh, man.
I binge watch it because I heard... And the best is, I can't wait to be angry in, like, 4 months when they put it on Netflix. I don't know what happened,
yeah,
but I know you were all angry about it.
I think I
have. Come like September, I'm going to be like, this is horse shit.
Because I just downloaded the, legally.
Oh, you got it from the iTunes store.
Yeah, so I just downloaded the last season and just banged them all out on a Sunday or Monday. I forgot.
I'm just going to take a wild guess because I didn't read anything. I didn't look at it. It's Robin.
Well, the thing is, like, this season, it's only taking, you have another one. The season takes place on the weekend of the wedding day of Barney and Robin. So the whole entire season takes place
in 2 days.
2 days. There's some filler episodes where they just complete flashbacks.
Okay.
But the most part, it takes place like more than 5 hours. And which is funny because all these...
it's like 24 style?
Yeah. And the thing is like at the end of the wedding, it's like, wow, this was a loaded weekend. I was like, yeah, no shit. But the thing is, like, I was already over. Thank you, Remy. I was already over the whole Robin thing.
I'm good.
I didn't even care about it. Like,
yeah.
I was just over it. But eventually, like, you do meet the mother. She became the bass player of the wedding band.
That I know.
And the fact that they showed a lot. Like, they really tied in a lot of stuff, except for the pineapple incident.
Okay.
They never showed. They had a story for it, but they just fell on the wayside.
Okay.
So they actually went to a flashback of he's like looking at this whole entire cardboard, like this whole entire like a mind map of the pineapple. He's like, ah, forget about it. I guess I'll never know. That's how they fucking closed that one out. And it was nice seeing how she was always part of, like, she was always there.
Yes.
Well, like, throughout the season.
Well, I mean, they also showed her in previous seasons with the roommate of, what's her face, the other ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. And they show that.
Okay.
She showed her, like, talking to the roommate and, like, how she, like, sneaked into the bathroom and stuff. Yeah, she showed that. So they tied all that in with the mother. And I like the mother. The mother actually reminds me of a girl that comes in here.
All right.
Oh, I forgot her name.
That one, okay.
She worked at the pizzeria. Archie was, like, really into her for a while.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Now I can't remember her name, though, either.
Yeah, I forgot her name.
Yeah, she works at Michelangelo's Pizza.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I told that.
Michael Anthony's Pizza. There we go.
Because we're watching it. I was watching the last episode.
Desiree.
I was watching the last episode at my job with my coworkers. I'm like, I have a girl that looks just like her, but she's a real bitch, though. Like, she's not really that nice. But, yeah, I was actually, I was kind of upset. I didn't really like it. I wasn't into it the last episode at all.
What, is this like a downer?
Or it's a downer.
Really?
And it's like, wow, you guys, you know, because if you watch it, you see how, you know, Ted's really still into Robin and all this crap.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, watching them grow up, like, way after the wedding, like, into their 40s, into their 50s.
Oh, they really show, like, they go that far?
They got far in there. Like, you know, Ted has, like, 2 kids at this point. Lily has 3 kids, Lily and Marshall. Barney has a kid, you know?
How's that happen?
Barney?
Yeah.
They don't even show it.
Oh, because Robin was sterile.
Yeah. So they show him, like, they're all waiting in the hospital. Barney comes out saying, like, saying that he's ready to see, like, his daughter. He goes in there and you see him, like, really, really bond with the daughter. Like, that was his, that's basically Barney's story. Like, how he grows up, you know? So that's about it. But you're going to be upset. And you know what? Some people actually really liked it. I didn't. I was already over the Robin
thing. It seemed, from what I could tell from social media with everybody, it did not seem to go over well with the crowd. Because I will say, it's like, I watched The Office the same way. I always binged watch it on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I thought they ended their series very well.
Yeah, they did. They actually did. I liked the way they ended The Office. You know, and I love The Office, too. And I was afraid that I wasn't going to like the last episode.
Because that last season kind of, it was much better than the second to last season.
Yeah.
The Robert California season.
That was still fun.
It was fun, but it was not as good as the previous ones or the one after that.
I thought I was going to be done with The Office after Michael Scott left. But I like Andy. I like Andy when he became the boss. And then he left for 6 months, which is hilarious.
That was great, actually. Yeah. I was like, that's how Alfred's job is.
I don't even know my bosses, man. I have no fucking idea.
You don't have a boss. You just think you do. Someone above that level just put down a nameplate somewhere. Like, that's your boss. And like, well, what does he look like? I don't know. I mean, he's out of state right now.
Like, where's Alfred? Like, who's
also that? Out of state right now.
When it's legally. Illegally.
I assume at your office there's actually no one ever there. You all just assume one person's there.
Yeah, we never know.
And it's just completely. It's, you all assume someone's at the office.
They put up a police tape on my cubicle.
Yeah, you're totally
and a picture of me missing. On my. Yeah, on my chair. So I want to go in and I'm like, you guys, dude, you can't do this. Did any VPs come down here? We're like, no VPs come down here.
Like, we're in the basement.
Where do you think we are?
Alfred's office is so far underground that cell phones do not work there. He's the first person I ever had to Facebook message because his cell phone didn't work.
It doesn't work down there, man. And plus, like, where my cubicles is, it's also part of research and development.
And the boiler room as
The boiler room is, that's a separate room, though, thank God. But there's research and development, like all their machines and stuff. So I don't know what kind of chemicals I'm breathing in down there. And then
you're actually oddly the test subject.
Yeah.
You're like, let the fumes into the IT guys.
Yeah, all of a sudden I see the white coats. I'll call them white coats because, you know, all the lab.
They have the lab coats on.
Yeah, so the white coats come down with a clipboard just staring at us.
You're like,
oh, what are you doing over there?
Can I help you? just act like we're not here. Be normal.
I want to see your data. Give me your data. I want to see it.
Like, Mr. Alfred, what skin color were you before you came down here? No, this is natural. Oh, okay, good.
It was a funny story is that they actually used to do test subjects within the company. So you can, like,
you would have mascara on?
They would post it up. They're like, if you want to be a test subject for X amount of money, you can come here. Because they would do it within.
Yeah.
And then they stopped doing that. So they have to reach out, which is different for them. I don't know how they do it, but. You know, for us, like, if you want a day, like, if you're off day, they'll give you, like, $50 to $100 a day.
For you to get some eyeliner on?
Yeah, shit like that, man. But not only just, like, so I got research and development there. And then the pantry for the cafeteria. So, like, I'm like, this just can't be safe. I mean, this.
So your hamburgers are made out of the monkeys that they were testing the makeup on earlier.
Like, what the fuck is going on here? So, like, I'm not going to this office. It's fucking. I'm not going down here. But now my boss is, you know, the ones that I think I have. They're like, yeah, you can work from home. I'm like, yeah, good. Because I've been doing that anyway.
And it doesn't matter because you're saving them overhead on that one. You're not wasting whatever electricity you would waste at work watching your Netflix. I'd be doing work.
Which is kind of funny because it's 24 hours of my security guard there. So now that I'm not there, I don't know who they're protecting or anything. Like on the weekends, it's literally just a security guard in there.
Well, I'm assuming because of all the chemicals at the place, they have to have security there at all times anyway.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like,
I'm sure there's some kind of combination of the shit you guys have there that can be used to blow up a building.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can make acid.
Oh, okay.
We can literally make LSD. It's a research development. Yeah, so. You know, so it's R&D is there. Like, just think, like I usually go up to them and I ask the lab guys to get lab water. Because this is how much I'm really into my vinyl. Like, I'd rather have super purified water. Because it's, like, better than, like, distilled water. It's lab water. So I get lab water and then alcohol, rubbing alcohol. And I mix it two and two.
All right.
So that's how I clean my record.
I just have whatever the cleaning kit you buy at the record store is.
It's distilled water and alcohol.
Yeah, okay.
I'm telling you.
That's what I have, yeah.
It's exactly that.
I did not put as much effort as you did. I saw, oh, there's the cleaning kit. I will buy that.
Yeah, I'll buy the cleaning kit. I like the cleaning kit. Speaking of, it's almost record store day here next week, which I'll be partaking, and you'll be in Vegas at that time, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, it's almost that time where I actually spend, like, I cleared out my one credit card, so I have about $500 worth on there. And I'm hopefully not. Hopefully I won't reach $500.
What was your high score for record store day?
Oh, like all-time high?
All-time high.
At least $300, $400.
Okay. I actually kind of expected it to be worse than that.
No. Comic-Con's worse.
Well, Comic-Con's easier to spend money.
Yeah.
Because record store day, I mean, you have a much more broad range of music selection than I do.
Yeah.
And I still spend $100, $200.
Yeah.
On my relatively, narrow records that I buy.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, oh, I want this one and this one and this one and this one and this one.
Yeah.
I remember one year I got, like, the last copy of whatever hell it was, and I was like, do you want it? You're like, no, that's just another $25 about
something. Yeah, so I can't wait. Actually, I want to get Sue down here. From Sound, Soul Sound. Yeah, Soul Sound Inc.
Why don't we just do the show from there?
We could. Actually, she opened up the store just for me last week.
Yeah, if you go to Soul Sound in Sayville, tell them Alfred sent you.
Yeah.
Because he's their norm.
Yeah, they fucking... She put on a message on Facebook saying, like, oh, we just got a shipment in. I'm like, oh. I'm like, well, I got to be there because she does actually have other vinyl junkies besides me that go there. And I know them now. I know who they are and what they pick.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck, I better get there before they get there. So she's like, well, if you're not working on Friday, which I was, she's like, well, I'm working until 10. It's like, oh, no, just stop by. I'll open up the shop. I'm like, all right.
Like, can we just become best friends?
Yeah. So she opened up the shop. She had a few people in there, so they were just jamming out. So it was cool. So I just had, like, a stack. And she's like, oh, man, I knew it was good to open up the store for you. It's like, I know, like, certain people. You're one of my favorite customers. I'm like, because, you know, I was going to spend money here, right? She's like, no, it's not that. She just likes my selection of music.
Yeah, I got to go in there and talk to her about just when albums that I usually just pre-order from, like, Interpunk. I'll just be like, can you just order this album for me? Because I'll get it just as quick as I get it from all the other websites.
Yeah, plus you don't have to pay shipping.
I don't know if I pay shipping anyway.
On those? Interpunk?
I've spent enough money on Interpunk over the years that they have, like, a loyalty program on there.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, it's like when you buy X amount of comic books from the comic book shop, you get X amount of percentage off and all this other shit.
Yeah.
That's what Interpunk does, too. I'm, like, at the second highest level they have on
Interpunk. For Interpunk?
Yeah.
Cool.
Because I get a lot of my sweatshirts from there, too.
So if you're out there, Internet, if you're still listening to us on the South Shore of Long Island, go try to check out Soul Sound, Inc., right here on Sable, right in the main street here, right after, right next door to Lotus Tattoo. So,
you know what? I'll take a picture of their business card and post it on the Elvis and Alfred show on Instagram.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man. If you like it, punk, some indie there, but usually it's a lot more punk than hardcore metal.
I will say this: she, like, even for me, she had a lot of punk and hardcore in there, which I love. I was like, wow, outside of Vegas, I've never seen this much punk in a place.
No, you don't see that. Like, the selection, like, even, like, the selection they had, you don't even see half of that selection.
No.
Within all the record stores here. in Long Island.
No, I mean, Looney Tunes, which I love too, they always have the same exact punk albums.
They have a selection, but it's not like what we have. Plus, they also use our friend of the show, Dead Broke Records.
Yeah,
they have a whole section just for Dead Broke.
Yes.
So I'm like, oh, this
is
awesome.
Cool. I mean, they're your neighbors, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, it's local as locals get right there. So it's cool to see that. You know, they do a lot of things for local. And it's an open stage, too. Usually there's a big event there every day.
Yeah, I noticed you had live music set up almost every day that when we were in there.
Yeah, Sue usually, she actually toured, like, up and down California, around coast and stuff, as doing Anna's, like, open mic nights. And she sang.
That's awesome.
So she was really good. She was really fucking good. So that's big ups to Sue at Soul Sound Inc. There's your plug.
Yep. I'll get drunk, grab my acoustic guitar, play some Sonic Reducer.
Yeah, good.
It's the only way I'll do open mic nights if I'm drunk and I suck on guitar. And it's just weird watching a guy play a bass by himself and singing over it.
I'm getting ready. I can't wait. I got no space. My fucking record collection now. I got none. I filled it all up.
Well, like I was, we were talking about this off the air like last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I want to start making my own record crates.
Yeah.
So we'll think of something for you to fucking.
I got nothing.
Somehow make more room with like Tetris style.
Dude, I got no room. I got none.
We'll build an addition to your house. Me and Roger will do that for you.
I don't know. I'm thinking about getting, like, shelving units.
I was going to say a temperature-controlled shed.
I wish. I would do it. I mean, maybe in my basement I'm going to have to make some sort of, like...
Dehumidifier.
Yeah.
Like a good dehumidifier.
But that's still, you know, that's why, like, my garage gets too hot, too cold.
Yeah.
I mean, I have records there. I mean, they're fine, you know?
Because you have a ridiculous collection.
Yeah. And then my comics are not... It's just as worse. Like, I am, that's why I'm not really buying as much.
Yeah, well, that's.
Yeah.
I didn't do what you did. Like, you kind of cut back completely.
Yeah.
I cut back a little bit. Yeah. But then guys I like who are writers, like Craig Ruka, Rick Remender, have to come out with a new fucking book every other month now. Like, well, guess that's getting added to the pull list. And there goes all that room I saved by dropping those four titles.
Oh, that's what I was about to tell you. Ruka wrote, like, Dead Snow, a Whiteout. It was a movie. We geeked a couple years ago.
Oh, really?
It was really good.
Oh, I got
it. I think it was Ruka. Yeah, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Ruka who wrote it.
I'll have to check that out.
It's fucking good. I was about to tell you about that. Because I remember watching the movie. I'm like, wow, this plays out like a graphic novel. It was. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, my comics, dude, I can't.
And now Ruka's going to be writing the new Cyclops series.
Cyclops is having his own series?
It's a young Cyclops with his father in space.
Oh, I hate Kozar.
Space. Yeah, I hate space stories, but it's Craig Ruka, so, yep.
Did he ever go with Kozar?
No. They had some overlaps with that, but not really.
Not young Cyclops.
No, not young Cyclops.
Because he didn't get introduced. He got introduced to Havok with Kozar.
Yes. And Havok came out a good 15, 20 years after Cyclops.
That was Chris Claremont's run.
Yeah.
Chris Claremont is actually going to be doing Nightcrawler as well.
I know.
Which I'm kind of interested in. I do like his runs of X-Men, but I think he's kind of over.
And when we met him at Comic-Con, he's kind of insane.
Yeah. It's kind of insane. I don't know about him. I mean, remember when they tried to do X-Men again?
Yeah.
Where he tried to pick up.
And he killed off everyone. And
he killed off Wolverine. The first issue came immediately.
Then it killed off Beast and Professor X. And
did he really?
Yeah. Oh, I read the whole run.
Did you?
That Marvel app I was telling you about has all that shit. I'm not lying to you when I tell you how much I fucking read that app.
Because
it's stuff that I looked at years ago. I'm like, I'm not paying for that.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, so I paid for $100 for the entire year for this app.
Don't you just read it at the comic book store?
What happened? No, these are like shit from like 20 years ago. The books. Like they have everything from like the 60s on. So... I just go through that. Like I told you, I'm Uncanny X-Men. I've read all 500, 600 issues of that freaking thing.
512.
I think there's a few gaps in there that they didn't have, but for the most part, I read the entire thing just on that app.
Yep.
Because it's one
Love
of those
X-Men,
things,
man.
It's one of those, like, listen, the Avengers, I pick and choose the storylines I wanted to read.
That's like
but
the X-Men's ultimate.
X-Men's my thing, yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's like the ultimate soap opera of fucking comics.
The X-Men.
It's such a soap opera.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I will say this, though. After you read a lot of them, like, they rehash the same storylines over and over and over again with, like, you know, I understand mutants are being, like...
But that's their whole deal. Yes. Is their mutant agenda.
Yes.
Is their whole entire time, like, especially Claremont's run, they really explored racism through the X-Men.
Yes. And now, then in the 90s to early 2000s, it went from racism to religious bigotry.
Oh, yeah. I can't... They should just do... I think Cyclops now can carry his own. I don't want to see young Cyclops.
I don't think it's going to be a long thing.
What about now with the original five, the ones that are brought up here?
Well, that's young Cyclops is part of that.
Oh, that's why.
That's Cyclops.
That's Cyclops.
Yeah, yeah, it's that Cyclops.
I was about to say. I'm like, what about that team? Like, where are they going to go?
Something's going to fall apart soon anyway in the Marvel Universe.
Just they can't send him back. Remember, they're trying to throw him
back
in the
queue. Yeah, but in Uncanny Avengers, they seem to be hinting at they might be breaking that.
Like, they might be going back?
Well, that time block, that they couldn't go back in the all-new X-Men because of what was going on in Uncanny Avengers because the twins put a block on time travel.
You know, because, all right, now this is quantum mechanics here.
Yes.
So now that they've been gone and they'll never go back, that timeline is fucked. Just think about, like, now that you've read all of Uncanny X-Men, knowing full well that all these storylines and all these villains...
Never happened.
You know, no, but it's still going on. It's just not without the X-Men now. So Magneto totally took over fucking Xavier's dream, you know what I mean?
But Xavier's still there.
So you think Xavier probably pulled up like a newer X-Men? Like,
yeah.
There's like a total new world that they can... You know, that's just one timeline. And then the timeline that the future X-Men came back is the same future that they are now. That the same line of time that they're on, of the future X-Men that came back during Battle of the Atom. That's their line.
It's more fresh in your mind because you just read it.
But now it's not... It's... That timeline's completely gone, too.
Well, as I say, that was all going on in the X-Men. Yeah. And then, meanwhile, Age of Ultron and the Avengers storyline also fucked up the past and the future for the Avengers side. So, I don't read any of the magical stuff from Marvel or really the Thor stuff, but I also think it was time travel to Thor book, too.
Man, you think they're coming down to, like, the whole entire, like, some sort of...
They're going to reboot the entire Marvel universe with some kind of clusterfuck event.
Oh, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
It's
going
to be what the new 52 should have been.
Yes. I think they're coming to a point where the 616 is going to turn into something different.
Yes, because in the Ultimate Universe already, they pretty much destroyed everything and most of the original heroes are gone.
Really?
Yeah. Kitty Pryde's still there?
Storm, oh, yeah. Who's in the Ultimate X-Men?
There is no more really Ultimate X-Men anymore.
They're all gone, right?
There's a book called Ultimate X-Men, but there's really not X-Men right now.
I remember they tried rehashing
Wolverine's,
it.
Wolverine's kid isn't
right?
there.
Yeah.
He's actually a good character. And they have like all these new mutants in it.
Oh, they got new mutants?
Yeah. Jean Grey is back.
Uh-huh.
She actually changed her name for a while. Can't remember what the hell it was, but...
Phoenix?
No.
Mary Mandolin?
No.
Mandolin?
Oh, yeah. Got her. What the hell is that? I can't... But anyway, now like they had... They basically had Galactus from 616, because of the time rift, get sucked into the Ultimate Universe.
Cool.
Merge with Galactus, that swarm from the Ultimate Universe.
Was he like that blob? The smoke cloud? Like
yeah,
it did
yeah
in,
that's what the Ultimate Universe is. It's like a giant bug swarm. That merged with Galactus. And he became like this ultimate version of like ridiculous.
Did he look cool?
He dropped out on this destroyed jersey immediately. And then... Thor sacrifices himself by they throw him in the negative zone.
As far as I'm concerned, Bendis' run in Ultimate Spider-Man is the
it's
Spider-Man.
It's still going on.
That's what I'm saying. That's why, like...
He's the only reason they stole an Ultimate Universe. Because he's the only writer that keeps it alive.
With Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Is he still the black kid?
Yeah, it's Miles Morales still.
Yeah, Peter Parker's definitely dead
then,
right?
Parker's... Like I said, the Ultimate Universe is... Even dead means dead.
That's awesome. Because I remember reading, like, a lot of Ultimate Spider-Man. I really enjoyed it.
I'm trying to remember what the Ultimatum, I think that was the storyline, where like they kill off a lot of the main characters. Like Wolverine dies in that storyline. Iron Man, Magneto gets Iron Man to his repulsor shit right onto Wolverine and like, just burns him down to the core.
That's bullshit. You can't burn Wolverine with a pulsar fucking ray from Iron Man.
It's a different universe, though, too.
You know?
Well, that's how Claremont killed off Wolverine. He used the lightning from Storm. It's the same deal.
But even then, there's this one minute piece of him. Like,
but then Cyclops blows Magneto's head off. Legitimately blows it off. Then Cyclops gets assassinated the next day.
Jesus Christ.
It was like a cluster. Like I said, Ultimate Universe is just a clusterfuck.
Yeah. I don't know. Eventually, I'll probably read them. But right now, let's see what I picked up. That's another thing, too. Like, I say I'm not going to I cut down.
And then you pick up more shit.
I'll go in there and like, fuck it. I'll just pick these up. I'm like, I'm not picking up any new titles. But I'm picking up more new titles now.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
And I'm picking up like,
and when the guy at my comic shop's like, hey, you should check this out. I'm like, yeah, what the fuck not? Yeah,
I'm reading Sex Criminals. It's really good. I'm really enjoying that from Mad Fraction.
I'm waiting for the trade to come out on that.
No, you should get them now, man. Those fucking issues are going to be good.
I think they're already worth a lot of money. That's why I didn't get them. Because they were out of everywhere.
So my number one site, like $25 already?
Probably, yeah.
Great. Good. I got like five copies of that, too.
Well, they go off like seven issues at a... Like, they go off like the seventh printing on that book.
You know, look at this. Hidey-ho, neighbor.
What the fuck are you guys still doing recording?
We take our time when you're not here.
Yeah.
You gotta turn it on.
Start late, huh, guys?
There it is. We only start late because we can.
Yeah. Me and him don't give a shit. We're both up all night anyway. Well, you're unemployed now, so it's fine.
That's it?
Yeah. Last day today.
And by the way, it's Bill.
Yeah, Bill's back.
Bill's back. Yeah, no, last day today.
Oh, good for you.
Ultimate Warrior is dead.
What, didn't he just get inducted?
He just got inducted to the Hall of Fame. He was on Raw last night, and WWE.com's got a story on right now. He died tonight.
What? What was he doing on Raw?
He just, you know, saying like, thank you, and yeah, thank you.
Wow, for, yeah, 40 minutes ago. Yeah.
Holy shit, Garita, this is an exclusive.
Let's go, ABC News. Let me just
see that. That's why I come on the show. I come.
Bill's like, I came with breaking news.
Breaking news, motherfuckers.
Way to be Debbie Downer.
So this is from ABCNews.com. Oh. Ultimate Warrior, one of professional wrestling's biggest superstars, has died at 54 just days after being inducted to the WWE Hall of Fame.
What the fuck?
Right?
Yeah.
WWE is shocked and deeply saddened to learn of the passing of one of the most iconic WWE superstars ever.
Yeah?
This is for DVD sales, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, this DVD comes out like next week, right?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Right?
Yeah. The Hall of Fame induction marked his return to WWE after an 18-year absence. He had just signed a multi-year deal with WWE, serving as an official ambassador.
Oh, come on!
Guy's just about to get paid, finally.
And this is what he said yesterday on Raw. No WWE talent becomes a legend on their own. Every man's heart one day beats its final beat. His lungs breathe
their final breath.
I really didn't know what he said.
Through the ashes of our warrior sons. The anger would have come through. Like, he didn't even shit
I'm
like
not
that.
Gonna lie. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. He looked rough last night.
Yeah, he did.
He looked like he was struggling.
Like that, he looked really red when he was talking.
And like the phoenix, I will rise again, my ultimate warriors.
The ashes of the warriors.
So Vince McMahon killed the ultimate warrior.
Yeah. He's gonna get paid on the DVD now and have to pay royalties.
Oh, he still has a wife and two kids.
Yeah, whatever.
And through the midnight Viking sun, I will ride through.
You gotta.
What are you saying?
Did you just clean your sinuses out right there?
That's
warrior?
Exactly what he does.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a ploy. Well, how did he die? Did he say anything or heart attack?
I'm assuming it's a heart attack. Just the way he looked yesterday. Too.
Yeah, it looked like he was like he was hurting yesterday. You could tell.
Like he was. Instead of doing like the ring shake, he just leaned back on the rope and like bent it down. Like
he's like, if I go a little too far, I'm not getting back up.
Wow, he tried to do the fucking ring.
Yeah, like he like was like, oh, okay, good. Like
he came out with the face makeup.
He pulled it out of his pocket and put on like a mask.
All right.
Yeah, it was a
son of a
war.
Bitch. That would have brought me right back in if he came like an ambassador.
Who would have thought that Hulk Hogan would outlive the Ultimate Warrior?
Holy crap!
Right? Like Hulk Hogan has outlived Macho Man Randy Savage. The Ultimate Warrior.
Fucking Razor Ramon and Jake Snake Roberts. You see those?
They both outlived the Warrior, too.
Jesus Christ. I could have sworn Scott Nash is going to fucking die. I could have sworn,
Scott
man.
Scott Hall.
Yeah. Oh, dude, like, he's due.
Yeah.
Him and Jake the Snake are due, and they both got inducted last night, too.
Yeah.
Like, crazy.
All right. Well,
anyway, what was up with the show tonight?
Well, we're going to hit a musical break now, so.
Oh, good. I need a drink anyway.
Yeah. All right, from Dead Broke Records, because we were just talking about them.
Yes.
Here's Thirsty.
Yeah.
With their song 8020 South of the album Everything We Learned. South of their Dead Broke release, Everything We Learned, here on the Elvis and Albert Show.
I'm sending you a link.
All right.
This is the best of the Ultimate Warrior promos.
Oh, I think we've played this before, so.
It's still fantastic. You're like, what are you talking about? Even when I was a kid, I was like, what?
You just talking about flying a plane into the ocean? That seems overkill. Where'd you send it to?
I'm going to paste it on our page. Okay. Give me a second here.
All right.
There we go.
In the meantime, I want to do this, though.
Here we go. All right. Putting in there now. There you go. The best Ultimate Warrior promo ever.
It's reload. It doesn't matter. They're cheap. They're cheap. It doesn't matter what you do.
I was looking for an R or something on them. I'm like, which one's the right ear?
Usually the left is
the cable. Yeah. I gave up.
I got
the Batman,
still.
Man. It doesn't matter what ear it goes to.
It's all bullshit.
Where'd you post it?
On our show page.
Oh, the show page itself.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was on our group page.
What's that?
Yeah, no, it was on our group page. Oh, no, hold on. Post. Duh.
I'm looking
for it. Post it. There you go.
Is it?
The Ultimate Warrior, the best promo ever.
Nice. Don't worry.
Knocking the cabin doors. Spaceship unknown.
For one reason. To attack and keep coming. Not to ask, but just to give. Not to want, but just to sin. Sin the power of water.
What?
Down everybody's throat in the WWE till I become sick of it. Well, you're gonna get sick of it, because this freaking nature right here is just beginning to swell. And when I get big enough, brother, there ain't gonna be room for anybody else but me and all the warriors float through the veins and the power of the warrior. How must I prepare? You must ask yourself, should I jump off the tallest building in the world? Should I lay on the lawn and let him run over me with lawnmowers? Should I go to Africa and let him trample me
yes.
with raging elephants? Ah, you can feel it, dude! You can feel it! Load the spaceship with the rocket fuel. Load it with the
word. In my final meeting with
the gods from the heavens above, as they spoke to me and hit me with the power of the ultimate warrior.
And by the rings of Jupiter!
I
see where he was going with this. I see. No, I'm dead. I don't know where the fuck he's going.
Command of my voice, I raise the level of the worst to one that can't be reproduced. Dig your claws into my organs.
I feel like the Ultimate Warrior arguing with Reverend Jesse Jackson would be the greatest argument ever known to man.
He's holding up the belt, just yelling behind
him. Up from above, and the warriors have spoken. You felt the power that makes the skies rumble and the earth shake. Come on in. We're nightmares on the best part of my day. I live for anger and frustration. Combat is where we'll be. I look above to the gods. And when you fall below the skeletons of the warriors past,
what?
The power of the warriors will become the eighth wonder of the world.
Yes. Absolutely.
The normal people, the people that walk the streets every day, we cannot understand. Now you must deal with the creation of all the unpleasantries in the entire universe.
Was Ultimate Warrior the most punk rock wrestler ever? He just yelled and said everyone sucked and...
Combat is where I live! The combat in the air is what's in my lungs!
Is this the really weird airplane one?
This is definitely the one that's...
The spaceship unknown!
Take the two pilots.
This is it.
That have already made the sacrifice.
Pretty sure he's talking about 9/11.
That control into a nosedive, Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
Yeah. Heart attack. It sounds about right for
can
him.
Can we just play the Ultimate Warrior's music in the background the rest of the show?
Yes.
Like, I want to fuck the Ultimate Warrior's music, like, nonstop.
Very violently?
Yes. Like, hate fuck. I think it's the only way you can do it.
The spaghetti monster in space, down on you, Hulk Hogan!
You should just break out to it. You should break out to, the Ultimate Alfred and be like...
Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Timberlake.
No, Justin Timberlake has nothing to do with
the hell did that come from? For some reason, the commercial from Spotify decided to just play itself.
Apparently, Elvis has been listening to Justin Timberlake.
No, that comes after Memphis Bay Fire because Spotify's fucking retarded.
That's what got to pay for that shit, man.
I'll use it for the show, so. This is for my personal collection, so.
I can do this for the next half hour.
Yeah!
How many whiskeys did Alfred have tonight?
Two.
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
We can't get the Ultimate Alfred going? Shaking the table?
I ride Cthulhu upon you, Bill! We will ride the rings of Jupiter! Jack Daniels runs through my veins tonight!
The whiskey rapids will rapid on you!
So where the fuck's Jameson?
Working.
Bitch.
Man, we could have had the Ultimate Warrior rant again. So much... And I was just saying how fucking lame fucking wrestling is.
WrestleMania was pretty much a letdown this year.
I liked it.
Undertaker losing.
I like that.
Bullshit.
Terrible.
I mean,
the guy's 49 years old. Of course he has to give it up eventually.
I know
he
does, but to a part-timer.
I would have just had him retire with him having that title.
And they legitimately murdered him during that match.
And fucking Brock Lesnar, too. Come on.
But it was such a sloppy ending.
Oh, it was.
And it's like... just the whole thing about it. It's like, I get what they were doing, but it's like a part-timer. He's going to be gone in a year again anyway. Like, it's just, I don't know. I feel like he should have lost to someone with, like, some clout.
Like Fandango.
No, he should have lost to Triple H. He should have lost to Shawn Michaels, one of their epic battles. Ric Flair.
No one should ever lose to Triple H because he owns the fucking company.
Who did he came out on that golden throne?
Like, who was on that? That was Triple H.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like strange out like Caligula.
That was like a he was at the Shao Kahn mask and everything.
Yeah, it wasn't like Caligula.
Yeah,
he
kind of combined Giant Gonzalez's entrance in when they did the Caesar's Palace and his like He-Man entrance from a couple of years ago.
Yes,
that shit looked like it was straight out of the movie Legend, you know? Like, I was waiting to see like Tim Curry coming out there with a fucking like the devil costume and shit.
Different entrance they had that went all like spectacle was that like that fire dancer they had for the Wyatt family. That made sense because it's New Orleans.
I honestly didn't even see that.
Oh, okay.
I fast forwarded.
The creepy guys came out to a New Orleans fire dancer.
It's cool.
Can I ask you something? Like, why are they not like the Goodwins? Like, are they not the same exact thing as the Goodwins?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. I just now
but they're the Wyatts. It's a different last name.
Now
it's completely
scary.
Different.
Oh, okay.
And he wears a designer hat. He's supposed to be like a redneck cult leader, but he wears a designer hat.
It's like fucking Squidbillies.
Yeah.
Early. He's always got a different trucker hat on.
No, he's always got the same like fedora hat on.
Oh, I don't know. Hipsters. I don't understand them.
Yeah, it's redneck hipsters. Exactly what their cult is.
So what have you guys been talking about tonight?
Did
you guys miss me and Jameson?
Not at all.
I didn't think so.
Talked about flamethrowers.
Nice.
Comic books.
Yeah, I know you like that toasty comic.
Toasty!
Toasty!
Jameson's like, how's the show tonight? I'm like, still going. Just found out the Ultimate Warrior just died.
Nice. Be like, Bill's on, you suck.
Yeah.
No commitment, Jameson.
That's fucking such a bummer.
It is. It sucks. He's my favorite wrestler of all time.
Mine too.
And, like, I found out that Sting just signed with WWE.
Yes!
And I'm like, Sting is my second favorite wrestler
like
of all
50.
Time.
Yeah.
54.
Finally. Yeah. How many fucking years have we said that?
I never thought I'd see the day, and I'm like, let's go. I need him there now.
Wow.
Debut. Yeah.
So that's it, huh? What was he on, TNA?
TNA. Apparently TNA is folding.
Oh, about fucking time.
Yeah, well.
As soon as they let Hogan run it is when they destroyed it.
No, as soon as they let Dixie Carter take it over.
She always ran it.
It started going down. Well, Jeff Jarrett used to be primary owner, and then he sold most of his majority shares to Dixie Carter.
Yeah, well.
And when she took over, it was, meh.
It was
actually super, Dixie's parents.
Super fucking drama. It's
just
ridiculous drama, too.
And it's also like you're trying to push like a league of 5'6" guys, and then you throw in like every now and again, you're throwing like a Hulk Hogan, and you're like, oh, Hulk Hogan looks huge. Next, it's midget wrestling versus Hulk Hogan.
Oh man, so Sting's coming in, huh?
Yeah, that's what they say. He said he signed, and he had a speech that he's like, 31 is my new favorite number, which is alluding to WrestleMania 31 to a big match next year. But so he'll debut before that. But
him versus Cena,
once
in a lifetime.
Stop. So sick of Cena.
See, like, if they were going to build that up, I would have, like, let Undertaker win this year, and then Sting versus Undertaker, and then, like, the whole, you know, both ripping off the crow.
Sting versus The Undertaker would have been fucking epic.
I doubt it at that point. They'd both be in their 50s at that point.
Like,
still.
First one to break a hip loses.
Yeah.
I still watch it.
Last man standing match, because literally that's what's going to happen.
Well, Ultimate Warrior would have lost that.
Man, now I gotta watch it. I gotta have to watch a fucking Ultimate Warrior speech.
I
saw the intro, but I gotta have to download it. Let's see if I can download it now.
I'm gonna.
I mean, legally.
Definitely gonna buy that.
Legally.
DVD when it comes out, the Blu-ray.
Well, I'm gonna put WWE
Hall of Fame
Hall
speech.
Of Fame.
Yeah.
Go to Pirate Bay. Oh.
Don't go to Pirate Bay. Who goes to Pirate Bay still?
What? Huh?
Why do you still go to Pirate
Bay? Informants for the U.S. government, Bill.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't go to Pirate Bay.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
It's been re-added.
That's when you're freaking. That's how you get fucking viruses and shit.
Now you just gotta know what you're downloading. You gotta use your head.
I am using my head, and my head tells me not to use fucking Pirate Bay. Okay?
Okay.
Stop that now.
Don't worry, my computer breaks, I'm not bringing it to you. Fucking have it for a year and not look at it.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't want to look at it. That's like more work.
You don't want to find Jameson's sick porn?
It's not porn. You know what he did? He downloaded two antiviruses. He has Norton and all there already. Then he put AVG. If you put both, like two different anti-software on there, like...
There's too much friction? They blow
up. They take out too much resource.
It's like two dicks with no chick. Yep. Some serious shit.
Serious shit's gonna happen that you don't want it to happen. So, and like, for me to dig through all that, it's take a long time. And then anything that happens to his computer after I fix it, it's apparently gonna be my problem.
I'm pretty sure it's the Asian porn.
Yeah. Might be.
Just give him a terabyte of Asian porn and be like, here's your computer back.
Oh, this could take a while.
I don't think he'd be mad about that, actually. Like, he'd be like, James, I could have fixed your computer, so here's like a terabyte of Asian porn.
You know, I'm just going to download WrestleMania.
All dudes.
I'm going to watch WrestleMania.
I still don't know if he'd be that upset about it.
We were talking about earlier Captain America. Did you watch it yet?
Awesome. I saw it last Thursday.
I thought it was perfect.
I had some reservations about it. Like, there was a couple things that, you know, nitpicking, but
like
overall.
What?
I thought it was kind of very predictable that, we're giving spoilers, right?
Fuck everyone. I don't give a
fuck
shit.
Fuck everyone. That Nick Fury didn't die. You knew
anyone
he wasn't
who
gonna
reads
die.
The comic books knows
yes.
Nick Fury's not dying.
He's
died 5 billion times.
Yeah, I get that. And, I actually like what I did with what's-his-face, the fucking robot, or whatever he is, the computer program now, because that was a, kind of a cool nod to the comics.
Where I thought so. I
instead
like the way
of being like a Krang in the stomach, he was like a little, computer system. Overall, though, like I liked it. I thought it was fucking awesome. I couldn't get past the fact that Falcon looked like Bill Bellamy.
Oh, but he always looks like Bill Bellamy, that guy.
Yeah, I know, but it's just...
I like the Falcon, man.
I thought they did it. I thought they did that character awesome.
I thought
Black Widow was great.
I like her storyline. I like the stuff. I like the character that she portrayed. Like her supporting cast. Because the Falcon and Black Widow has always been a supporting cast of Captain America.
Yeah, and I honestly, like, my big gripe about it is, like, it was called The Winter Soldier, and he was honestly barely in it.
He had, like, four lines.
Yeah.
That was mine, too. I thought that they should have actually talked.
I feel like Captain America 3 is going to be more based around
the Winter Soldier.
The Winter Soldier than the Winter Soldier was.
Yeah.
Like, and that was like my big gripe about it. Like, nothing got resolved with him. He's just like, meh. Well,
that's what happened to the original Winter Soldier storyline.
Yeah, I know.
That's exactly what happened to the original storyline.
I know,
so.
And apparently Chris Evans is done after 2015, so.
Oh yeah?
Well, there's a rumor that they might follow with the.
Well, he's done after Avengers. Captain America 3. He's done.
Really?
So they might kill Captain America.
And they're saying that the guy that plays Bucky is signed on for a 9-picture deal.
Oh, shit.
So they might go with that story.
9-picture deal?
Yeah.
So the USA agent,
yeah,
maybe?
But that could also work in that he's a 9-picture deal, like also how Samuel Jackson had like an 18-picture deal or whatever it was. So he has a cameo with like in every one.
Oh, man.
That Bill's gone.
Yeah, Jameson's like, yeah, I saw that in my feed. I would have came there. Figured you guys would be done. Oh, well, sip it is.
We're done in like 7 minutes anyway.
Oh, yeah, we're done?
Well, 7 minutes.
Oh, shit, that was fucking...
Yeah.
That was quick.
Oh, the Ultimate Warrior killed some time.
Oh, that's why Bill went off to play with Ranger.
Oh, with Megan.
Sure. Play with Megan, really.
Yeah.
Way to go, Bill. Good luck with that, buddy! Good luck! Yeah, we might as well just plug everything now.
Yeah, why the hell not?
Do you have any shows that we're doing? Oh, the Bayfest.
May 10th.
So we'll be there in a couple weeks.
April 25th, after me and James get back from the Rockabilly Festival in Vegas, I will be doing a 50s Rockabilly night here at the Halfpenny Pub.
I dressed up like I'm in the 50s already.
Yeah, so it's
like
fine.
Fucking different.
Yeah.
Like what I'm wearing now could be fucking 50s.
True, but you're a little too dark for the 50s in New York, so...
Well, we were here.
Yeah, but you had, like, very stereotypical... From what I've seen in TV shows and movies, you all had to look very stereotypical Asian.
Yeah, sure. Go with that.
Because all... And you were played by white people in brown face.
Like Breakfast at Tiffany's? We're still here.
You should come in white face.
We're very prominent here in the 50s.
Oh, I know.
But, I got nothing going on. I'll be at Rugged Store Day. That's about it.
Yeah, that's right. Rugged Store Day is April 19th. If you're going to be at the Rockabilly Festival, me and James will be there the 16th through the 22nd in Vegas.
Ooh,
so.
Good times.
over and under of Jameson being found naked in the middle of the desert?
I would say I would give it a fair share. I'll give it about I'll give it 8-10 odds.
Okay, okay. Wow. I like those odds.
Yeah, that's pretty fair. That's
so
pretty fair.
If you're going to take the not happening, you'll win a lot of money.
Yeah. That's about it. You know.
You can find us at ElvisAndAlfred.com. Past episodes are on there. Also, WarlikeRadio.com/downloads.
Yep. Go find our past episodes there as well as other shows from Warlike Radio. Check them out. It's all good. If you enjoyed us talking about wrestling, there's a bunch of wrestling shows on Warlike Radio. So.
Actually, I say about half of them at least talk about wrestling.
I think all of them do at this point now.
Yeah.
So come check that out.
We are based in Florida. We have to be in New York. But our network's based in Florida. So NASCAR and wrestling for everyone.
Make sure you stay tuned for the Cousin Joe show here and on Warlike Radio. So that's about it. Yeah.
And follow the show on Facebook, The Elvis and Alfred Show. You can follow the show on Instagram, The Elvis and Alfred Show, no spaces. Twitter, @ Elvis Alfred Show.
Mm-hmm.
And is that for the show stuff?
That's it.
Yeah. Then you have me, @ Elvis Cage on Twitter and Instagram, Elvis Cage on Facebook.
I'm Alfred to the Max on Twitter, and Al Takes Pictures on Instagram. See on my vinyl.
#, Al Can Cook.
Yeah. #, Alfred's Record Collection.
#, Elvis Can Order Out.
And then Bill is Evil on things and stuff.
And I'll eventually finish my #, Punk Rock A to Z. I think I got to P and I got bored.
P
will be Pennywise. Yeah. It's not like I don't have it, but I've just kind of been lazy with that. Yeah. That's really about it. So,
Tuna coming back next week, and then we can talk about things and stuff.
Stuff and things.
Yeah.
And, all right. We'll do more spoilers.
Okay. Bye, Elvis.
Yeah. I'm just going to give this song a chance to play through here.
See you next week.
What? All right. We're going to end with another Dead Broke Records with Plow United. Yes, because this is what I was going to end with last week. But you beat me to a good band. So here's Plow United off their 2013 album, Marching Band. Song's Falling Deeply.
All alone with my
let me restart that again.
Okay.
That was Plow United off their album Marching Band. The song's Falling Deeply. Thanks for listening to the Elvis and Albert Show this week. Stay tuned for the Cousin Joe Show here on Thursdays. And we'll hope to hear you back again next week.
Peace.